Democrat or Republican, Southern or Yankee, there are many ways to compare and contrast John Kerry and George W. Bush. Commentator Ken Edelman argues his position now on the way to distinguish between the two candidates.
Want a real progressive? President George W. Bush is right for you. Want a real conservative? Well, then, John Kerry's your man. No, of course not in the ideological sense. I'm talking about in a leadership sense. There, Kerry is conservative, with a stand-pat foreign policy, whereas Bush is progressive, even radical, in his global approach. Right after taking office, George W. Bush showed he was a progressive by freeing America from the straitjacket of outdated or just plain bad treaties. Take the ABM Treaty. For 20 years, Presidents Reagan, Bush I, and Clinton danced around this real barrier to protecting America. George W. Bush, the progressive, kicks this barrier aside. Next up, the Kyoto Treaty. It sat in the Senate for years. Then along comes the progressive, Bush, who opens the way to a sounder approach for the future. The second sign of President Bush's progressivism is the preemption doctrine. Adopting it broke with past U.S. doctrine of containment and deterrence. He recognized that Al-Qaeda fanatics can neither be contained nor deterred. The third and most radical of President Bush's progressive approaches is his advocating democracy across the Arab world. No president, no, not Nixon or Ford, Carter or Clinton, and especially not Bush the Elder, would have ever dared anything this jolting to the status quo. John Kerry's consistent approach to foreign policy has been, well, consistency. Throughout the 1980s, Kerry opposed the progressive moves of Ronald Reagan, who advocated regime change for a communist dictatorship in Central America, the Strategic Defense Initiatives, or Star Wars, and a robust military buildup to help prompt regime change, even in the Soviet Union. Instead, Kerry sought the conservative, steady-as-she-goes approach to world problems. Don't change much, because either not all that much needs changing, or not that much can be changed. Years ago, leadership scholar James McGregor Burns made a telling distinction. Transactional leaders are those who keep their desks clean and react to staff papers. They tinker, and thus are conservative towards change. In contrast, transformational leaders direct their staffs and fundamentally flip the whole debate. They leap, thus being progressive in approach. Transactional leaders seek office to be somebody, while transformational leaders seek office to do something. And obviously something different from the way it's been done in the past. President Bush is combining a solidly conservative ideology with being a daring progressive in seeking to transform the world. Well, that's so mind-bending that even Professor Burns couldn't have imagined it.
Ken Edelman is a member of the Pentagon's Defense Policy Board. We'll have more opinions of the candidates as the campaign season continues.